Pretty much any human activity has an impact on the environment. Take the construction of a border fence between the U.S. and Mexico. Long stretches of the fence are already up. Congress is considering building more as part of an immigration reform deal. And as Jill Replogle of the public radio collaboration Fronteras reports, lawmakers don't seem to be much concerned about its effect on border ecosystems.
It's a clear, breezy morning on the scrubby hills overlooking the Tijuana River Valley south of San Diego. Border Patrol jeeps cruise the dirt roads that run up and down the hills along the fence that marks the U.S.-Mexico border here. One drags a makeshift rake to comb the road so agents can later spot fresh footprints. I'm here with Mike McCoy. He's a 71-year-old veterinarian who spent more than half his life working to protect the estuary formed where the river meets the Pacific Ocean.
We're going down toward Smuggler's Gulch. This is probably the most difficult cut for them and the most problematic cut for us.
By us, he means the activists and local land managers who fought against a massive earth-moving project that filled in the deep gulch and built a road across it in 2009.
Before, it was going down these switchbacks, and that took a long time. This way, they just fly right through here.
By they, McCoy means Border Patrol agents. Starting in the 1990s, this place became ground zero in the battle to secure the border. Back then, hundreds of illegal immigrants swarmed nightly down the hills from Tijuana. The Army Corps of Engineers built a 10-foot-high fence, but it wasn't much of a deterrent. So in 1996, Congress authorized a triple-layer fence to be built along 14 miles of the border here. McCoy and other environmentalists challenged the project based on federal environmental laws.
The fence, to me, was a real threat to what might occur in the estuary.
Conservationists worried especially that filling in Smuggler's Gulch would disrupt the flow of water and change the estuary's ecology. And they succeeded in slowing down construction for years. Then came 9/11, and Congress ordered a massive expansion of the fence project from 14 to 700 miles along the U.S.-Mexico border. Environmentalists challenged much of that as well. Paul Ganster of the Institute for Regional Studies of the Californias at San Diego State University says that put the Department of Homeland Security in a tough spot.
Because it was ordered by Congress to build so many miles of fence by a certain time, and they weren't able to proceed.
So Congress responded by giving DHS the right to waive all laws that could slow construction of the fence.
And that removed a major tool of environmentalists and others opposed to the construction. And it really removed many of the requirements for an open process, for public hearings.
Since then, DHS has waived dozens of federal and state laws to build new sections of the fence, some of it across protected land and habitat for endangered and threatened animals.
Deer and jaguar and snoring pronghorn.
Mike McCoy says those are just some of the species being affected as the fences chop up their breeding grounds. In some places, fencing has also contributed to flooding, erosion, and destruction of habitat. To date, around 650 miles of the nearly 2,000-mile U.S.-Mexico border are fenced off. But legislators concerned with border security say that's still not enough.
We have a sovereign right to protect our border. And we have a crisis on the southern border of the United States.
That's Florida Republican Marco Rubio speaking on the Senate floor earlier this year in support of the border security components of the Senate's immigration bill. The bill called for hundreds of miles of more fencing, and it would give Homeland Security even more power to waive laws to build it. A handful of Democrats fought the waiver, led by Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon.
Strengthening our immigration system should not come at the cost of throwing our environmental laws aside.
But the environmental concerns didn't get much traction, and the bill passed the Senate by a wide margin. Back here in San Diego, Sean Moran of the Border Patrol Agents Union says more fencing is generally a good thing. He says the San Diego fence has slowed illegal traffic here to a trickle, and that adding hundreds of miles of new fencing probably would help by funneling illegal traffic into areas agents can control.
It's not the answer to border security, but it is a primary tool that the Border Patrol has to slow down things.
Walking along the border, activist Mike McCoy admits that the environmental impact of all this fencing near the Tijuana River estuary hasn't been all bad. illegal crossers used to tromp through sensitive areas here. And he does understand the need for a secure border.
I just think we could have done better ecologically than what we did with this approach.
What really rankles McCoy is the supreme trump card held by one federal agency.
It's kind of my way or the highway type thing. And that's not the way America worked to me. We all had a say in what went forward.
The fate of the new environmental waiver and the broader immigration bill that it's part of is uncertain. The House of Representatives has said it will write its own bill rather than take up the Senate's. But whatever happens in the Capitol, it's likely that as the debate over immigration and border security gets louder, environmental concerns will remain barely a whisper. For The World, I'm Jill Replogle, San Diego.